Sideways Stories from Wayside School by Lewis Sacker. Chapter 6. Bibi. Bibi was a girl with short brown hair, a little Bibi nose, totally tiny toes, and big brown eyes. Her full name was Bibi Gun. She was the fastest draw in Mrs. Jules's class. She could draw a cat in less than 45 seconds, a dog in less than 30, and a flower in less than 8 seconds. But, of course, Bibi never drew just one dog, or one cat, or one flower. Art was from 12:30 to 1:30. Why, in that time, she could draw 50 cats, 100 flowers, 20 dogs, and several eggs or watermelons. It took her the same amount of time to draw a watermelon as an egg. Calvin sat next to Bibi. He didn't think he was very good at art. Why, it took him the whole period just to draw one airplane. So instead, he just helped Bibi. He was Bibi's assistant. As soon as Bibi would finish one masterpiece, Calvin would take it from her and set down a clean sheet of paper. Whenever her crayon ran low, Calvin was ready with a new crayon. That way, Bibi didn't have to waste any time. And in return, Bibi would draw 5 or 6 airplanes for Calvin. It was 12:30, time for art. Bibi was ready. On her desk was a sheet of yellow construction paper. In her hand was a green crayon. Calvin was ready. He held a stack of paper and a box of crayons. "Ready, Bibi," said Calvin. "Ready, Calvin," said Bibi. "Okay," said Mrs. Jules. "Time for art." She had hardly finished her sentence when Bibi had already drawn a picture of a leaf. Calvin took it from her and put another piece of paper down. "Red," called Bibi. Calvin handed Bibi a red crayon. "Blue," called Bibi. He gave her a blue crayon. They were quite a pair. Their teamwork was remarkable. Bibi drew pictures as fast as Calvin could pick up the old paper and set down the new. A fish, an apple, 3 cherries, bing, bing, bing. At 1:30, Mrs. Jules announced, "Okay, class, art is over." Bibi dropped her crayon and fell over on her desk. Calvin sighed and leaned back in his chair. He could hardly move. They had broken their old record. Bibi had drawn 378 pictures. They lay in a pile on Calvin's desk. Mrs. Jules walked by. "Calvin, did you draw all these pictures?" Calvin laughed. "No, I can't draw. Bibi drew them all." "Well, then, what did you draw?" asked Mrs. Jules. "I didn't draw anything," said Calvin. "Why not? Don't you like art?" asked Mrs. Jules. "I love art," said Calvin. "That's why I didn't draw anything." Mrs. Jules did not understand. "It would have taken me the whole period just to draw one picture," said Calvin. "And Bibi would only have been able to draw 100 pictures. But with the two of us working together, she was able to draw 378 pictures. That's a lot more art." Bibi and Calvin shook hands. "No," said Mrs. Jules. "That isn't how you measure art. It isn't how many pictures you have, but how good the pictures are. Why, a person could spend his whole life just drawing one picture of a cat. In that time, I'm sure Bibi could draw 1 million cats."
2 million, said Bibi.
Mrs. Jules continued.
"But if that one picture is better than each of Bibi's 2 million, then that person has produced more art than Bibi."
Bibi looked as if she was going to cry. She picked up all the pictures from Calvin's desk and threw them in the garbage. Then she ran from the room.
"I thought her pictures were good," said Calvin.
He reached into the garbage pail and took out a crumbled up picture of an airplane. Bibi walked outside into the playground. Lewis, the yard teacher, spotted her.
"Where are you going?" he asked.
"I'm going home to draw a picture of a cat," said Bibi.
"Will you bring it to school and show it to me tomorrow?" Lewis asked.
"Tomorrow?" laughed Bibi. "By tomorrow, I doubt I'll even be finished with one whisker."
Thanks for listening. Please click the link to continue to Chapter 7. And don't forget to subscribe to Storytime with Miss Jeannie.